This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A strong earthquake struck the Aegean Sea Friday and was felt in both Greece and Turkey, where at least four people were killed as buildings collapsed in the coastal province of Izmir. Witnesses said people poured onto the streets in panic in Izmir City after the quake struck with a magnitude of up to 7.0, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The tremor could be felt as far away as Istanbul and on Greek islands. High tidal waves were seen in both countries and led to flooding in parts of the Izmir coast. There were various reports of collapsed buildings with people stuck in the wreckage in some districts of Izmir, with the governor there saying 70 people had been rescued from under rubble. Authorities say a new suspect is in custody in the investigation of a gruesome attack by a Tunisian man who killed three people in a French church. The 47-year-old man is believed to have been in contact with the suspected attacker the night before the assault on the Notre Dame Basilica in Nice. France heightened its security alert amid religious and geopolitical tensions around cartoons mocking the Muslim prophet Muhammad. In a video statement, Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison condemned the attack.
Australia utterly condemns the heinous terrorist attacks that have been undertaken on innocent people in France. These multiple attacks are despicable. They're disgraceful. Not only are they an attack on the individuals and their families, but they are an attack on liberty.
A Kenyan court Friday sentenced two men to serve 18 years in prison for conspiring with the Al-Shabaab extremist who killed 67 people at Nairobi's Westgate shopping mall in 2013. This is VOA News.